na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in today. So much to say, so much to do. Okay, I got to find a lot of my things that people want me to. There's one. Okay. Make so many announcements. Let's see. My first announcement is about me, Nancy Lombardo. Hey, I've got 3 books on Amazon and my music. So go to Nancy Lombardo Music and you'll find me there. Buy one song, buy them all. Anyway, just promoting myself a little bit there. Okay, I'll be promoting a couple of other people, but I want to start my show with my favorite. You describe Tom Carrozza. A man of many talents, that's how. He just cracks me up. Some of these songs are just terrific. So let's do a little Indigo Go-Go.
Would you like to go-go to somewhere that's far? You won't be a no-show when the golden spirals are spun. Once you are there, you won't ever care. You'll see more than you thought you could see. Would you like to go-go where time stands still? It's closer than you know, no, and it guarantees you a thrill. If you believe, you won't want to leave. You'll stay there where there's never a bell. Indigo, to go-go for a dance or two. You will feel the mojo when you mix some red with some blue. You won't resist that
TomCarosa.com. He cracks me up. Indigo. Go. Okay, let's see. What other announcements do I have? I'll get these done here. Let's see. Jabok. Okay, immediate release. The Songs We Write, a free live original music event in Washington Heights on Friday, March 8th. See? Music City Bookshop in Washington Heights. 7 p.m. Recirculation located at 876 Riverside Drive. Co-produced by Tamora Wilson, composers and the Song a Week members. Joanna Parson, Carlo Fortunato, Alexander Blue Spruce, Aaron Wolf, Gun. Admission is free, but there is a $5 suggested donation. Recirculation at wordupbooks.com. Wordupbooks.com. Okay, check that out. Here, meanwhile, back at the switchboard. Okay, it's in my head now. Me up. I have another one of Tom. Let me see if I can find it in here. I have to thin out my okay, because I have so much. Okay, this is my favorite. This, and I wish he would write a play about it because it's
cheese and eggs. Holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me? No! What's that smell? It is coming from everywhere. Smells like sewage and burning hair. Something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint.
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of like in touch to
shivers all through me. For me, it is more than a smell.
my soul sends my memory reeling.
What's that smell? It is waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and goo.
Tell us what's doing. All is well, well except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decayed. I'm saying,
effluvia,
effluvia,
unpleasant emanation,
God's dread revelation,
the smell of the air.
I like that smell, a divine inspiration. Sets me pockets a-jingling.
Bush like a seaman, crimson as a freeman, scorny like an e-man, he's not the one with gold. But if he comes to give ye, so knows we are sticky, our clothes are feeling sticky.
Shut up, you dirty horse.
Scorny.
Carranza. By the way, Tom Carranza has a new book out on Amazon. Speaking of books, oh, the talented First Amendment people. Mr. Dust and Other Accumulations, a collection of humorous writings by Tom Carranza. Go to Tom Carranza on Amazon. Mr. Dust and Other Accumulations. It's going to be brilliant. I ordered mine already. I'll tell you that. I'll keep the Tom Carranza fan club going right now with a little comedy. It's me, Tom Carranza, and Joe Purse. Now, we totally improvised this. This was when Tom was on the radio station uptown, and we improvised this sketch, and Tom would just drop a needle on a record, and the music would inspire us to make whatever it was up. Brilliant, Tom, brilliant. Here we go.
Come in. Come on in. Come on in.
Hi. Hi. My name's... Hi. How you doing? My name's Jolene. I'm your babysitter.
Hi, we've been waiting for our babysitter.
Oh, my God, you know, you guys are kind of old to need a babysitter. Is your mom at home?
No, they left already. Yeah. We've been sitting here watching the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. You know, I babysit a lot, and I find that young children usually like some lint, so I brought you each some. Here you go.
Yeah. What did you say your name was again? Jolene?
Jolene, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My name
Could you breathe a little further away from me, please? No, not on my neck, boys.
We've been waiting for a babysitter for such a long, long time. long time, Jolene.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, where's the fridge?
It's right in the kitchen.
It's right in the kitchen. They want us to show you.
Well, yeah, all right. What?
My mother keeps the knives in that drawer.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I only babysit on recommendations, and you got such a high recommendation, but it was in a letter. You know,
we've been watching the Miss Universe pageant for so many hours now. Just waiting for someone to knock on our door.
Well, you know, I'm so glad. I need the money because, you see, today's my favorite holiday. It's Victoria Day, and I want to make my pilgrimage to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, could you breathe a little further away from me, boys?
You know, our last babysitter's name was Pauline.
Yeah, she brought us to the beach a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why is she your last babysitter? Do you boys have a respiratory problem?
No, we smoke.
Oh, you shouldn't do that, little Sancho Grove, but you are very tall for young children. I've never seen children that needed a shave before.
I'm 7, he's 6.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You're supposed to watch us.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Well, why don't I watch you now? Why don't we just play a little game?
She talks a lot, doesn't she?
I was talking about nervous.
You remind us of our late great aunt.
Yeah.
Late great aunt?
And Victoria.
Victoria?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, boys. Why don't we just play a little
bit? Do you want to meet Aunt Victoria?
Well, if she's late, then I presume she's
there. Oh, she's very late.
She's very late. Yeah, she's down in the basement.
We keep Aunt Victoria down there with our croquet set.
Well, all right, let's go look at her. What the heck? I don't mind. You boys go down first.
Here's the door right here.
Yeah.
I know, watch the steps.
They creak. Careful. You might get hurt.
Dark in here.
Why, sir, is that spider webs? My
goodness. No, that's lint.
That's lint.
You see, nobody's been down here before. We've been collecting lint.
Hold it. Look, written on the spider web.
What?
The word greed.
Greed? Oh, my gosh, greed and avarice. Oh, my goodness, greed is what brought me here today.
That means the money for
Victoria Day. What am I thinking?
Listen to me, Jolene. Me and my little brother here.
You're frightening me, and quit breathing so close. Don't you ever brush your teeth?
Now that we're in the basement, let me show you our great aunt. We thought of another little thing that we can do to kill time.
Oh, kill time. I must use this word. What time would your parents be back, by the way? Did you happen
Thursday.
To mention that?
Thursday. Be back Thursday.
Yes. Would you quit breathing on me?
I think it's time for milk and cookies.
Oh, well, snack time. All right, snack time.
We had a little problem with Pauline.
Oh,
yes. When we were at the beach, you see, with Pauline,
uh-huh.
She didn't want us to eat milk and cookies.
No.
Oh, no?
She tried to stop us from eating milk and cookies.
She wanted us to eat broccoli.
Asparagus.
And asparagus. Well, they're very good vegetables, and they're healthy, high in iron. And could we have the cookies upstairs? Do we?
But it's so cold and clammy down here.
It's nice.
It's nice. Yes, well, it is nice, boys. I tell you, you two are certainly the most different children I've ever babysat before. quit breathing on me. Would you mind moving back just a little bit? All right, you know.
Oh, these nylons feel really nice.
Well, they're not nylons. Those are my legs.
I think it's time to show her Great Aunt Victoria, don't you?
Oh, yeah, let's see Great Aunt Victoria.
She's in this closet right here.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence?
Looks like she's fresh and alive as she always was, don't she?
Yeah.
She does not seem to be moving a great deal.
No, we stitched up her lips and tied her arms down.
Why, you boys certainly are creative. Are you weeblos by any chance?
No.
Just like arts and crafts. Love that busy work.
Yeah. The paper mache, her eyes together.
Well, it's very creative. I tell you what, boys, it's getting a little late. I think it must be your bedtime. Never mind. I think
bedtime.
We should have an all-night
party. She said the magic word. It's bedtime.
Oh, look at this. Brocale.
Tom Carose is so funny. It's hard to believe that we just made that all up and it had it tied up together. But anyway, don't forget Tom Carose's new book, Dust, is on Amazon. Check out Tom Carose. Oh, speaking of talented Fifth Amendment people, how about Nick Shaver? We'll be right back. That Mick Schaefer. Love that. I think that's from Fool for Love. All right. That's pretty funny. Okay. Don't forget Tom Carozza's book, Dust. Check it out. All righty. Oh, well, time is winding down when you're having fun, isn't it? Okay. I got to find something here from, I was trying to find First Amendment stuff. So I guess I'm the next First Amendment stuff to find. Okay. Let me find something that's just the right amount of time for that. Did I pass all the Nancy's? I'm not sure. Let me see, time-wise. Okay, checking it out. Okay, I go down my list here because, okay, found something. Here we go. I did this with Tom Carozza. Okay, brilliant as always. Oh, no, not this one. This one. We'll play it.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet. She'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Okay. I found the Tom Carozza one. Here we go. Based on the bad seed. Tom Carozza and Nancy Lombardo.
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
Whoops! La, 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 la.
When next we see Pepita, She is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, I don't have a spine. It's really going to hurt. Please let me do this. Please, please, please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poison.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Meow. Last one, Nancy Lombardo. Here we go. Improvising with musicians.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And they lived wrongly on lessons for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Loser! User friendly! That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dressing. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
This has been What's the Buzz New York. Host me, Nancy Lombardo. Shout out to our buddy Tom Carruth.